Hey there, Chamber World. Jay Revel here. Welcome to another edition of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce podcast. We are delighted to have you listening with us today. Got another wonderful guest for you. As always, sitting here to my right is my co-host and show producer, Sarah Solomon. Sarah, how are we doing today?
We're doing great.
Another,
hi, everybody.
Beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather.
Absolutely.
Which we say is there's potentially impending rain doom glaring upon us, but it's still beautiful out. Right.
Right. Beautiful when you're in the chamber building.
Absolutely. Folks, great guest with us today. We have our good friend Melissa Van Sickle here. Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm great. 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 Glad to be here and excited to talk to you for a few minutes this morning.
Indeed. Well, we're thrilled to have you. Folks, if you don't know Melissa, Melissa is an attorney with the wonderful firm of Nelson Mullins. Here in Tallahassee, there's probably more to that. Isn't there? Is that like a law firm? Is that the abbreviated version?
That's the abbreviated version. We're Nelson Mullins, Broad and Cassell.
That's right. Beautiful. Beautiful. And we'll dive a little bit more into the firm here shortly. But one of the main reasons we wanted to have Melissa here with us is Melissa is the new chair of the Board of Governors for Leadership Tallahassee. And folks, if you don't know anything about Leadership Tallahassee, it is one of our sort of in-house partner, sister, family organizations here at the Chamber of Commerce. It's a program of the Chamber. We are very, very much engaged and involved with each other on a day-to-day basis. I'm a past LT grad. You'll meet LT grads all over the community. It's a wonderful program, and Melissa, you went through what? Let's see, class.
I was class 29.
Class 29. Okay.
Right. So it's flying by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like it was just yesterday, but I don't think it was.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, I was 32, and we were just sitting here earlier saying what number are we on now? It's 37.
37.
Class 37. So I mean they keep adding up, and it's amazing to me. Again, folks, if you don't know, we'll dive in a little bit deeper on LT, what it is. But, you know, essentially the heartbeat of Leadership Tallahassee is the yearly class program. And I think I heard yesterday we have 42 people in
this
class.
That's right. We have 42 people that have applied and been accepted to the class this year. We're really excited to kick that class off officially with their retreat in August.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
Which is really a great time. They do a two-day retreat over in Jacksonville, and the fun starts as soon as they get on that bus for the ride over together.
Yeah, it does. It's funny. I got an email. I won't spoil the surprise for the individual they were referring to, but I got an email yesterday from someone in the class who's trying to dig up some dirt on the person they have
for those bus introductions. That's right. I remember those.
It brought back some fun memories.
Yeah.
But it is such a cool program. You get great diverse class of folks every time. And really, it's a wide array of backgrounds and people who come together. And they basically spend a year through once-a-month programming learning about our community and really engaging in the community. I mean, you know, what are the things that when you think about your LT experience kind of come to mind as special experiences, things of that nature that really made it a good experience for you?
Well, I know we'll talk in a few minutes about how I got to where I am today and my experience in Tallahassee, but I have lived here my entire life, which is 44 years, and just had a birthday, so that's hard to say.
Happy
I think
birthday.
That's the first time I've said 44 out loud. And so I was surprised that even having lived here for as long as I have, that there was still quite a bit I didn't know about Tallahassee. And the Leadership Tallahassee program really did a fantastic job of spotlighting what's going on in our city. As you mentioned, there are program days each month. The programs run from August until usually May of the following year. And the program days are full days, usually on the first Thursday of the month. And they're intense. They're well-programmed. The agenda is always very impressive. Information is provided, you know, through hands-on experiences. So participants are able to take tours of various places in Tallahassee. But there's also panel discussions with experts on the topic of the day. There's usually an industry or a business that's focused on that particular program day. So, for instance, there might be a program day that focuses on healthcare, education, public safety, entrepreneurship, and small businesses. So it really does also nonprofits. So I think there really is, you know, a full spectrum peak inside Tallahassee for people. And the other thing that I think is really unique about the program is while you're learning about the city that you live in, you're also learning about yourself and your leadership styles and how you interact with people. So you have an opportunity to really talk about the issues that are facing our community with people that some of whom become really good friends and some of whom don't. But everybody has their own perspective. And it really is a sort of a safe place where you really get comfortable and are able to have the interaction with people and, you know, and really talk about your community.
Yeah. And there's challenges in a, you know, an LT class is always representative, I think, of the challenges in the community, right? I mean, to your point,
that's right.
You're going to have some people who you really agree with on some things, some people you don't agree with on things, some folks that you maybe didn't think you would, but you did. I mean, it's just, it's such an interesting way to discover, you know, different, diverse backgrounds and personalities and opinions. And, you know, that's how we move, you know, the community forward. I mean, our sort of LT brand of leadership, I would think, is, you know, get to know your neighbor, get to know the people that, you know, you might be arguing against at City Hall one day or whatever, and, you know, develop a relationship so it can be a respectful difference of opinions if you have one, or perhaps even better, an opportunity to build some good things going on in a community, because that happens pretty regularly. You see LT classes come together for projects.
That's right.
Which is cool. Sorry for my class. I chaired that. That didn't work out as well as we would have hoped. But good folks in every class, and it's a really, really great thing. And so tell us, when you go through LT back a few years ago, just kind of share a little bit about what your experience was like.
Well, I have said this before. I think that it, you know, once you graduate school, you know, college, and sort of move on to your professional career, you really aren't afforded an opportunity to get to know people really well, except for maybe your colleagues that you work with and, you know, people that you know, your close friends. And so I thoroughly enjoyed seeing this group of people on a set day every month and talking to them and really getting to know them, and made a number of really good friends as a result. So personally, it was incredibly rewarding to have those relationships with people on top of, you know, the professional learning and engagement that we you know, took a part of every month in our programs. It was fun. It was like being at summer camp, you know, if you once a month. We just had a great time, and our class really got to know each other. We would have happy hours after our programs. We would, you know, get together in between our meetings. We still have a standing holiday party that we do, even, you know, what, let's see, 8 or 9 years down the road. Mm-hmm. We still try
That's
to get
great.
Together at least once. That's our dedicated event. So, you know, for me personally, it was just an opportunity to step outside my comfort zone and learn things about myself, my leadership style, become engaged in my community, but then also, you know, make these great relationships.
One of the things that I think is particularly unique about the way Leadership Tallahassee is kind of set up is, and you touched on it a little bit, not only do you kind of meet these people and form events, you know, yourselves with your new friends, but there's continuous programming for LT alumni. And it's kind of like way more than just beyond your 1 year. Tell us a little bit about the kind of things that you enjoy coming back year after year, and then you can kind of wrap in there too. What's your role as the chair?
Well, that's a great question, because you're right. The programming really is designed to keep people engaged even after they, you know, graduate from their class. So, for instance, we'll have maybe similar to what you see in other organizations, you know, a fall social, which we'll have this year in August. Sort of a kickoff to get everyone back together again, you know, coming back from vacation and back to school. Maybe the temperature will start to drop a little bit and we can actually enjoy it.
We hope.
Right. Well, we have alumni lunches. Those are at lunch, like it sounds. It's usually about an hour, and it gives everybody a chance to network. And we really work very hard to have quality speakers or panel presentations. It's usually a topic that's very relevant and timely, so that people are interested in, you know, in what the speaker is presenting on. We do offer a 1 day program called Opportunity Tallahassee, and this year it will be in October. That is actually not really an alumni program, but it's designed to sort of spotlight Leadership Tallahassee in the chamber. It's sort of a really compressed Leadership Tallahassee program, you know, that would normally span a year all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And participants ride the bus together and go from, you know, location to location as they're learning about the community. It's a great opportunity for somebody that's new to the area or is interested in Leadership Tallahassee or becoming more involved in our community, but it's not really sure, you know, how to do that. It can be a standalone, so you can come for the one day, or it can be sort of your first step into applying for mm-hmm. Leadership Tallahassee the following year. We have a yearly event, Distinguished Leadership Awards event, mm-hmm. which is held in September, which honors local leaders in the community. There's four categories of leadership awards, and there's usually two or three people nominated for each of those, and all of those people are spotlighted. It's a very well-attended event. It's very well-programmed, and it's just a great time to see people yeah. and put on your fancy clothes and celebrate people that are doing great things.
Absolutely.
And there's always a Lifetime Leadership Award with
That's
that,
right.
which is cool. This year's Tom Barron, president of Capital City Bank, which is great. You know, it's always fascinating at Distinguished Leadership Awards to see that wide array of people who are doing great things in the community. The Lifetime Award is always really interesting too, because you just hear some great stories. Some maybe that, you know, you might know someone, but you might not know what the full breadth of their involvement in the community has been for sometimes 30, 40, 50 years, which is just really neat. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, leadership, I think people probably, a lot of folks, when they think, you know, of a leadership program, you know, you might be thinking, oh, this is some sort of jumping off or running for office or something. And for some folks, it can be. But it's really about everyday leadership. I mean, you know, leadership at your firm, leadership in your neighborhood.
Right,
leadership,
that's right.
Leadership, you know, at your church, your place of business, whatever. I mean, you know, you can be a leader in so many ways. And I think, you know, Barbara and the team at Leadership Tallahassee just do such a phenomenal job of putting people in a place where they can sort of figure out how to shine their best light through their skill sets and through relationships
mm-hmm.
To try to make a difference, you know, in Tallahassee. Again, you can make a difference here in such a wide variety of ways. So,
and that just reminded me of one other thing, Jay. That's a great point, because Distinguished Leadership Awards event does spotlight that, but you really see that throughout the year with mm-hmm. Leadership Tallahassee. I think, you know, the organization does a great job of engaging alumni to serve on committees, to chair committees,
yeah.
to be involved in planning different events. And I've been involved in other organizations, you know, professionally and socially. And there's always sort of that click, you know, where it's the same people that tend to do the same thing over and over again. And you do not see that in Leadership Tallahassee. There's an opportunity for everybody. There's no set, you know who's going to be next chairing a particular committee or planning a particular event. And I think that's a great asset of Leadership Tallahassee, that really everybody that's applied and been in the program really is valued and important and, you know, makes meaningful contributions to the group.
No doubt about it. And folks, you know, if you're someone who you're hearing about LT, hopefully not for the first time, but maybe it's rekindled some thought in your mind, you know, the application process typically takes place, what, about first quarter of the year?
That's right, yeah.
The calendar year, and then you pick the class in about May. You know, there's no guarantee anyone's going to get in. If, you know, you always think about these things and who gets in and how, what's the, you know, behind the scenes process. You tell us just a little bit about that. I mean, there is
an application. It's usually posted online. I want to say February, but there's lots of notice given in advance mm-hmm. on, you know, Facebook, on the Chamber website, Leadership Tallahassee website. The application is not something that you can do in an hour
yeah.
if you're taking it seriously.
It
takes some thought, and it takes some, you know, real honesty with yourself about why you're applying and what you can contribute and what, you know, what you're concerned about in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call them essay questions and scare anyone off, but, you know, there are you need to put some thought into your responses. From date the applications are due to the date the class is announced, it's probably 6 weeks or
yeah.
so. And there's usually probably, you know, I don't know, 38-ish to 42-ish mm-hmm. or so people, just depending on the class.
Yep.
I heard Barbara Boone say this yesterday, and I love this, which is the class picks you.
Yeah.
You know, you may apply once and not get in, but the next year or next time you apply, you do. I mean, there really is just sort of a right time, right place, right group of people, because we are really concerned about having, you know, diversity.
Yeah.
You know, across the board, age, profession, experience, so that everybody has an opportunity to participate.
I think that's a great point. I mean, so, you know, you might, I applied the first year, didn't get in, and that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, that's, you know, right. So if you're listening, maybe you applied once and didn't get in, don't be disheartened. It happens all the time.
That's right.
And I mean, so, you know, I was fortunate. I got in on the second go round. But, you know, every class is different, and sometimes you fit better with a different class. I mean, just, you know, that may sound weird to you folks, but it's true. And so, you know, if you've applied before, didn't get in, definitely do it again. It's a really, really great thing, and it really can be a great spark for your involvement and your career in Tallahassee. And just, you're gonna walk away from the program no matter what with a deeper appreciation for the city you live in, and hopefully it's something that really makes you fall in love in Tallahassee in some new and unique ways. Which, you're a lover of the community, lifelong
resident.
I am.
Yes, I am.
So let's kind of shift to that part of the conversation a little bit, Melissa. What is your Tallahassee story?
I grew up in Tallahassee. My parents are still in the house I lived in on Marion Avenue over in Benton Hills. I went to school at all the schools along Miccosukee, Kate Sullivan, Cobb, Leon. Yeah. I stayed to go to undergrad. I'm the oldest of three and probably wasn't ready to leave the nest yet. And I'll tell you, it was interesting when I moved across town, you know, my first year in college, I was surprised that there was this whole other side of town. I mean, I knew about it from going to football games, but, you know, and the occasional events at the university, but really, you know, had not lived there. And so it was, I would go home for the weekend to do laundry, you know, and drive back across town, but it worked. It was great for me. So I did get my undergrad degree at Florida State, and then decided to stay on and go to law school also at Florida State, which is a tremendous program here, true asset. Mm-hmm. To the community. Really just, they're just doing phenomenal things at the law school, and you know, just thoroughly enjoyed my time there. And then as I was graduating from law school and deciding where to stay to practice, I was committed to the community, really wanted to stay here, and started off with a you know, a smaller local law firm. I did have an opportunity later in my career to move away to a different city with a company that I was an in-house lawyer with at the time, and it seemed like a great opportunity, but it sort of tested my resolve to stay in Tallahassee, and I'm still here. and happy that I am.
Good.
That's a high point for our community that somebody of your caliber with so much opportunity chooses to stay here. Can you kind of elaborate on some of the things that you think are benefits of living in this community?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I, you know, of course, my family was here, which is important, but there's a bigger, you know, network of support, and I definitely felt that. I think if you take the time to get engaged in Tallahassee, the other people that are in the city give back to you that way too.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Tallahassee really is an educated, involved, engaged community. I mean, before we started, we were sort of joking about involvement in homeowners associations. I mean, everywhere you know, people in the grocery store, you know, people at City Hall, at sporting events. I mean, our community tends to be made up of a lot of people that are knowledgeable and interested in what's going on around them and mm-hmm. curious and open, you know, open for discussion. And I think that's important. I like that we are still sort of a small town. I mean, I know we complain about traffic and we have complaints about the airport from time to time, but it wasn't long ago that I left my house in Southwood and was at my gate, not just, you know, checking my bag, but at my gate ready to get on the plane in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in Orlando or Miami or Atlanta. I mean, you just can't. And I know because I've flown out of those cities. So
and you have to pay well for that privilege.
You have to pay well for that privilege. Right? I'm not in that level of income. Yeah. So, and I, you know, I really appreciate the natural resources that we have here everywhere you look. You know, I was parking to, you know, come in, you know, to talk to you guys this morning. It was just the oak trees and the, you know, the beautiful sidewalks and the just the downtown landscape. I mean, everywhere, you know, that you look, we just really are very blessed with that. And, you know, you even see that when you fly in back from somewhere else and you're, you know, you're about to land at the airport and there's trees everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, and then we're not far from the water and there's lots of, you know, other things to do around us. So it would be hard for me to leave, I think, at this point.
One of the things that I think is unique about your line of work is that you get to live here. It's kind of like, you know, a great place to live for all the reasons that you just said, but you also kind of have the opportunity to do work elsewhere. Can you tell us a little bit more about your line of work? What kind of law do you practice? Just tell us a little bit more about the depth of your career.
So I'm a commercial real estate lawyer, and I've practiced in real estate for 17 years now. So that means that I represent developers and lenders and buyers and sellers of commercial real estate. We might represent a developer in a project where they acquire the property, they develop it, they plat it, they entitle it, you know, work out the necessary agreements with the utilities, sell residential homes, and then maybe develop a commercial parcel. We handle the leasing, the, you know, and any other related property management issues. And then eventually that developer may sell the property and we represent them in that as well. And so, again, we would represent sellers, buyers, lenders for any of those types of projects. And when my, you know, when I initially started, my work was very focused in Tallahassee. And that sort of progressed to a regional model. Mm-hmm. And now it's really more statewide. And, you know, what I think is interesting is that I'm able to do work in other parts of the state on projects that are other parts of the state, but still have the, you know, the benefit of being here in Tallahassee. And some of that is just good luck, really. And some of that is being associated with a, you know, a larger law firm. Nelson Mullins is a law firm of over 750 lawyers in 28 different cities. So we have the infrastructure in place to do that work in other markets. And, you know, but I still have the Tallahassee work too, Tallahassee clients and work that I'm able to do here as well. So I feel very lucky.
Yeah, you talk about the size of the firm and the reach of the firm, other communities that you're in. We were very fortunate earlier this year. We took, hopefully listeners, you remember this or have been aware of it, but we took a great community leadership trip to Greenville, South Carolina, and one of the great treats during that trip was we got to hang out at the Nelson Mullins office in Greenville, where y'all have a pretty big flagship station there, I guess you'd call it.
Right.
And, you know, wonderful folks from the firm we had a chance to engage with, hosted us for a reception there, which was just delightful. What you went on the trip. Any thoughts about, you know, sort of the difference between what we've seen in Greenville, what we're seeing here in our community, and just maybe what your thoughts are on the state of things here these days?
Well, I mean, first of all, hats off to the Chamber for that trip. It was so incredibly well planned and programmed and thought out. Greenville really showed those of us that were on the trip that it can be done. I think there's a lot of similarities in terms of just the size and some of the history of the city as compared to Tallahassee. But I was really struck by the collegiality and sort of the all-in model that Greenville seems to have adopted over several years. And admittedly, that took them decades. I mean, this is not something that happened overnight. But it really seems like everybody's singing from the same sheet of music, the city, the county, the school board, the you know, area universities, the companies, the chamber. And I worry sometimes that Tallahassee is not as unified. And I think that's some of what some of the challenges that we see is that we can't seem to all agree what it is we're, you know, we're focused on.
Yeah.
You know, I think Greenville has the same or similar challenges. I mean, everything's not perfect there. That wasn't the focus of the trip because, you know, that wasn't what we were there to learn about. But I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned for Tallahassee, but in a positive way. And I, you know, I think there were some immediate takeaways we, those of us that, you know, participated, noticed, which was the commitment to downtown and creating that vibrancy. And I, we, you know, we're seeing that here, especially with Washington Square and Cascades Park and the great, you know, development that North American Properties is working on there in Cascades. I just think that, you know, we also learned a lot about the airport. And I think there's a lot of lessons learned there in terms of governance structure and commitment to the land around the airport to, you know, provide meaningful development that'll kind of spark that use in our airport that we desperately need to try to keep our fares down. So I thought it was great. I think there's a lot of opportunity for Tallahassee, and the Chamber's really done a great job of continuing those discussions post-trip with the, I guess they're probably not monthly, but what, every other month?
They've been monthly since we got back. Got one. We did a session on downtown. We did a session on sort of challenges and opportunities on the south side, and now we've got another one on the airport coming up here towards the end of July.
And I, you know, those have been really important to engage people that didn't participate in the trip, so they can hear some of the discussion, but also keep people talking. I mean, it doesn't do any good to take a trip and then, you know, come back and all sort of get back to work. But I'm thrilled that there's a continued commitment to having those discussions and moving those issues forward.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, when you think about the Chamber, you think about LT, kind of all of our shared capabilities between the two organizations, you know, here in the building. We always want to be a place that is inciting dialogue, that's giving people an opportunity to engage with the future of the community, where we're headed, where we're going, and try to coalesce around some vision on what we want to be when we grow up. Right? We're almost 200 years old. If you haven't heard me say this before, folks, 200 years old in 2024 here in Tallahassee, and you know, we're still debating, still trying to figure it out, and confident that with great programs like Leadership Tallahassee, we're going to have some more and more people engaged in helping us figure that out. Melissa, anything kind of in closing, if you wanted people to know one thing about LT, what would it be? That's putting you on the spot.
I know, right. That was not a question that we said you would ask, Jay.
Curveball.
I mean, you know, I hate to sound dramatic, but it really is life-changing. It really is a life-changing program. It's a life-changing organization. And I'm not sure I've ever heard anyone say that they were disappointed they went through the program. I mean, I think it really just gives so much back to people that participate and stay engaged. And so if you're even considering being a part of Leadership Tallahassee, I would really encourage you to do so.
Well, I think that's a well-said way to wrap things up. And folks, as always, thanks for listening into the show. We sure do appreciate you listening. Thanks to Melissa for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to learn more about Leadership Tallahassee, go to leadershiptallahassee.com. Again, some big dates, Distinguished Leadership Awards coming up September the 19th. If you're thinking about LT, maybe applying in the future, you want to engage, that Opportunity Tallahassee program is coming up soon. It's October 17th. So you can go to leadershiptallahassee.com, find out more about all that, and find your way to sort of get the foot in the door and get engaged. You'll be glad you did, I promise you. But thanks again for listening, folks. As always, tune in, listen to our shows. We think you're going to enjoy them. We try to have really diverse, interesting guests with backgrounds and stories and thoughts. And if you haven't, go on to your favorite listening application on your phone or other device, and make sure you subscribe, leave us a note, give us a review. We sure would appreciate that. And as always, you can follow us along on all of our social media channels at Tal Chamber, at T-A-L Chamber, and our website, www.taltalchamber.com. Thanks again for listening, folks. We'll see you again real soon.